Boker Tov Kal Kadosh, we're going to mention an important halacha in Siman Kuf Yutet, which is basically as follows. Right? What happens if we want to add a personal supplication, whether it is for ourselves or for other people, in the middle of the Amidah? What exactly are we supposed to do? So here the Shulchan Aruch actually brings down a Stam and then Rabbi Yuna. In the Stam he says, Im ratza leosif bechol bracha me'amtzayot mena bracha, mosif. If a person wants to add in the middle of the bracha something that had to do with the bracha, he's allowed to add on. Ketzad, how's the case? Maran says, if a person has a chole, so he's allowed to ask rachamim in refaenu, right? And that's why if you actually look, whether it is in the Patach Eliyahu or the Sidurim, like Avodat Hashem or Ish Matzliach and everything, there's a special tefillah to say in the middle of refaenu for a chole. Then it says, Yatzarich parnasa, if a person needs parnasa, you're going to ask in the middle of Berkat Hashanim, Berechenu or Berechalenu. Now, in the middle of Shema Kolenu, you could ask for anything. Because Shema Kolenu encompasses, it includes everything in general. Then he comes and he brings down Shitat Rabbi Yuna, that when you want to add on, if you're doing it for Kol Yisrael, you should say it. If you're doing it for all of Israel, then you're doing it in a Lashon Rabbim, as if to say in plural, as if to say in singular form. And you're not supposed to add on at the end of the bracha, only in the middle. Then he says, if you're going to ask your mamash your needs, for example, a person that has a chole, so then you're allowed to do it in the middle of the bracha. Anyway, again, this Rabbeinu Yonah is a yeshomrim, it's not really the stam. However, though, here the Halacha Berurah says like this. The Halacha Berurah brings down that if a person wants to add something in the middle of the brachot, he's allowed to. He says, in Birkat Shema Kolenu, you're allowed to ask whatever you want. Now, so when you have a chole inside a person, if a person has a sick person in their house, so they should do it in Refaenu, and that is even better than Shema Kolenu. So therefore, to do with Refua, it is better to ask for Refua Shelema for someone in the middle of the Refaenu, even more than in the middle of Shomea Tfilah. If you didn't ask in Refaenu, then you could do it in Shema Kolenu. Now, if you're doing it for Parnasa, here the Arizal HaKadosh brings it down, and it's also brought down to Rav Chida and others, to do with Parnasa, it's better to ask for Parnasa in your mind, in the middle of Birkat Hashanim, in the middle of Barechenu or Barech Alenu. However, though, when you're speaking it out, it's better to ask for it during Shema Kolenu, right? And that was the minhag usually of Shema Kolenu. If you realize, in a lot of Sidurim, they have a tefillah of the Rav Chida. One of the tefillot is when we have Tacharonim, and one of them is when we don't have Tacharonim. That's in the middle of Shema Kolenu. And that one is to do with Parnasa and also, again, other things as well. But that's the one in the middle of Shema Kolenu. Now, when we do want to come and we want to add in the middle of the berachot, we have to first start the beracha, and then we, as if to say, add what we need to do. We cannot do it. And the truth is, you actually see in the Sidurim where exactly are you supposed to add it. It's in the middle. I mean, you already started the beracha. It can't be that right now we want the refuah shelema, so we're going to start praying the refuah shelema for someone, and then we start refaenu. We have to start refaenu, and in the middle of refaenu, that's when we're going to ask for refuah shelema. Now, it says, if a person wants to come and he wants to pray, whether it's on himself or his friends or family, that they should not become sick, meaning that right now they're healthy. But we always have to pray that we should always stay healthy. So it says in such a case, we're not allowed to pray in the middle of Refaenu. Because Refaenu is only if somebody's already sick, but not if that we don't want to be sick. That means we should stay healthy. And the same halakha would apply on for Parnasa. If a person has Parnasa now, but he just doesn't want it, he wants to make sure that he'll never need, as if to say, more Parnasa, he's not allowed to ask it in the middle of the Birkat Hashanim, but again, he's allowed to do it now in Shema Kolenu. These are all the things. Now he says also a person that wants to add a personal supplication, he has to have a lot of Kavanah, right, also in the other Berachot, not only in that Beracha that you need. Why? Because if not, then it's like as if to say, it's a disgrace. How could it be that a person needs Refuah Shelema? So during Refaenu, he's there, 2.5 minutes just on Refaenu. And all of a sudden, all the rest, whether it's for that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should get rid of the heretics, that he should build Yerushalayim, and all the other things, all of a sudden, he's just zipping through it. So a person has to be very careful that he should have the same concentration, whether it is during the ones that he's saying the personal supplications or the ones that he's doing right for other people as well. So this is just like a summary. Obviously, there's going to be more Bezrat Hashem to come.